We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just making sure we didn't go too far. So he was, we had a group of guys that we liked, and we're very excited to get him.
When you see the guys, Brandon, are you referring to?
Not just receivers. Yeah, not just receivers.
Okay, but that being said, there were a lot of receivers who projected in that maybe late first, early second area.
Yeah.
What made Keon stand out for you guys?
Yeah, just big physical size, plays above the rim. For a big guy, drops his weight. I was at his season opener this year against LSU, and this guy's, you know, I knew who he was. He transferred from Michigan State, but hadn't really seen him in person. And pregame, during the game, like, he's catching punts. You don't really see a guy that's 6'3 plus that, you know, usually those are smaller guys that can do that. So you saw his athletic ability. A lot of times bigger guys have some stiffness. He really drops his weight top of the route and gets separation. Some guys, due to their stiffness, they struggle to, you know, to separate from the DBs. He does a great job there. Uses body position, obviously wingspan, contested catches, all those things. He's got some rack ability too. I think you go to that game, I think he caught like a 40-yard little either bang eight or like a slant or something, made a guy miss. Took it the rest of the way. So he's not just a big guy that catches the ball and goes down. Like, he can make plays, you know, with his feet.
When you have a guy who comes in and produces in his first year in the system, does that get your attention that he'll be able to pick up what you guys do quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy who transferred to a school that had a lot of expectations, and, you know, he answered everything I think they were looking for and then some. And, you know, that team, you know, if they don't lose their quarterback, they're probably in the playoffs. You know, in the final four teams, they unfortunately lost him and it cost them. But he made a lot of big plays. I know the Clemson game made an unbelievable catch. I think Syracuse game, he made just an amazing catch. Like, you can see his above-the-rim plays. And, you know, we get some freelance plays with Josh's athletic ability. He's a guy that's going to be able to – he's got a great feel, an instinctual feel. I think some of that comes from even his basketball background. This guy's not just like a high school basketball player. Like, he could have played major college hoops. So that shows you his athletic ability, you know. And we like guys that play multiple sports. He's 20 years old. He'll be 21. So still an ascending talent. And, you know, I would say he's a hungry dude. He's going to talk a little bit. You guys will enjoy him. Like, you know, we probably got Derek Boyko is going to have his work cut out for him probably. But he's a confident kid. He's a dog, you know, however you want to say it. He'll bring some attitude and energy to our room, but he loves ball. Like, he's He's all about ball. And, you know, we had him here for a 30 visit, and he just – he loves, you know, Josh Allen, and you could tell he really wanted this to work out here.
You put it into the 4-6 one time. And second question is, how do you feel he handles press coverage?
I'm going to start with the press. Really good release. Of the bigger guys, we thought his release was about as good as any. And I think that comes from the basketball. Some of the guys were a little stiffer and they struggled. You know, is he going to run away from people? Probably not. That's probably not his number one strength. I think his play speed is definitely faster than, you know, we're able to get access to the GPS times. You feel the play speed. I would say his play speed's closer to 4.5, not a 4.4, but plenty fast. The separation ability, the ability to drop his weight. He can torque again. You go back to some of the stiffer guys, they struggle on the back shoulder, you know, getting around easy for him. You see some of those plays that he made in college. So, no, I'm not, you know, would you love him to be 4.4? I think if he was true game speed 4.4, he wouldn't have been available.
How much of 33 is a popular spot for trades? You mentioned last night that you even had some calls. Did anything material get close in your mind?
Not close. Definitely conversations, but no one. Our board was getting thin, you know, as we went down, and we just didn't want to take a chance. If we could have gone back one or something like that, and still, you know, thought we could have got Keon, maybe. I've done that before, but didn't want to chance it at this point.
How important was it to get one on the board after your maneuvers yesterday, just to get on the board today?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, everyone in the draft room kind of knew without me saying who we wanted today. You know, they see the board. They don't have to know what's coming next. So it was kind of unspoken. You know, you could feel the energy in the cafeteria at dinner tonight. And so, you know, a lot of people got to know Keon, you know, in the 30 visit. We passed these guys around and talking about his energy. When we break draft meetings, a lot of times they're already in there in the calf. We kind of split them up when they're going to talk to us. And he's the first guy you heard. And we had some other receivers in that day. He's got a lot of bravado to him, personality, and I think you guys will enjoy him.
You kind of teased a couple of weeks ago about getting a bigger, you know, wide receiver with catch radius, and this offense is going 20-20 with anybody. But how much did the decision to bring Keon Coleman in, as far as a red zone threat?
Yeah. I think this gives us another guy down there to, you know, you never when you get down there. You want to make sure you're getting, you know, 6-7 instead of kicking field goals. And so this gives us another guy for that Josh can trust, even if he is covered, to throw him a ball, whether it's back shoulder, whether it's, you know, a fade in the back of the end zone. You know, there are, if you look at his tape, you'll see all of those throws at some point. And, you know, he makes his fair share. I think there's even a couple he probably would have wanted to make this year that he didn't. But if you look even back to Michigan State, he's a natural, you know, play above the rim basketball type player.
Do you view him just as an outside guy or a guy that's versatile inside and outside?
He can actually play some inside. You know, I think position one, you know, I think Joe will probably line him up as just a standard X receiver on the outside. But I do think because of his shiftiness inside, he can get off press in there and, you know, get up the middle, be a kind of a big body, you know, if Joe wants to use him like that.
What about take two more, please?
What about as a return man? He did return punts last year.
Yeah, we'll see. He can do it. He called him pretty easy. I cannot remember if he had any muffs or not right off the top of my head, but, you know, you don't see many guys, you know, 6'3", that can naturally catch it. You can see his athletic ability. It makes sense, you know, a multi-sport athlete.
He'll just be 21, and there's this belief, or, you know, in the global sense of football, that rookie receivers generally can't be relied upon to be a huge impact.
Yeah.
Historically speaking, what are your expectations in that regard?
Oh, he's probably going to have 150 catches, yeah, 2,000 yards. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think he'll, you know, we'll bring him along. He'll have to learn the offense. We'll see how many spots. Can he just learn the X? Can he learn multiple spots to, you know, that may not be right away, but he'll help us a lot. He's going to, you know, he's a big body when we want to lean on him and run the ball too. But you know, I think it'll be one of those things. How quick can he get everything? Him and Josh get on the same page. I know Josh is going to be super excited to get him, and I know Keon is excited to be here. So, you know, stat-wise, I don't know, but I think he'll help us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.